Mrs. Joseph H. Barrack was the daughter of Rabbi Dr. J. Leonard Levy of Rhoda Sholem Temple, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History Number 2. Estelle Kruman and Selma Berkman are interviewing Mrs. Joseph Barrack, Edna, on November 3rd, 1975. Okay, Mrs. Barrack, we want to know about you, but I think before we can stress any of the facts that you could tell us, we have to go way back in the history of your family. Could you tell us something about your background, where your family came from, your grandparents, anything you could remember?
My grandparents were all born in England. My father's family came from London, my mother's family from Bristol. My father was born in London, my mother was born in Bristol. My father went to the University of London and was ordained a rabbi at the age of 19. His first pulpit was in Bristol, and there he married my mother. After he had been rabbi for 6 months, two gentlemen from California were traveling in England and came to Bristol and offered him the position of rabbi in the, at that time, Reformed congregation in Sacramento. After thinking it over very carefully and making every possible objection, they decided to go to California, and there he was rabbi for 4 years. At the end of that time, they went to Philadelphia, and he was associate rabbi at Congregation Knesset Israel in Philadelphia until 1901, and then he came to Pittsburgh as a rabbi of Rhoda Sholem.
May I just ask a question to go back a little bit? Your father's, your mother's name before she married, what
Platner.
Was it? Platner?
P-L-A-T-N-E-R.
And her parents were born in Bristol, too?
I don't know.
You didn't know anything
don't
about
really
them?
I don't really know. I rather think they were.
And did you know anything
Welsh
about...
Welsh descent, that's all I know.
Did you know anything about your father's family in London?
Oh, they had been... Originally, they were Spanish Jews, and were exiled to Holland during the Inquisition.
That's your father's side?
My father's family, and from there, they went to England.
And did you know anything about them at all? Did your father ever talk about his mother or father, or your mother talk
about
his
father was a rabbi.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
In London also?
In London, sure.
Did you know his name?
Leaving.
No, his first
Saul.
Name.
Solomon, I guess.
Solomon?
I guess.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I had a sister.
And what was her name?
Ruth.
Were you and your sister both born then in this country?
Yes, I was born in California and she was born in Philadelphia.
Now, in your home life, could you remember anything of the time in California?
No. No, I was only a year and a half old when we left California.
So, how old were you when you came to Pittsburgh?
I think I was 9. I must have been 9.
Now, could you tell us the atmosphere in the home growing up in the home of a rabbi, I guess, would be different.
It was a pretty nice atmosphere, I'd say.
Did you have, I guess the word would be celebrities of some sort that came to the house all
the
time?
Yes, we did.
And your religious life, would you say that you, it was a strict sort of religious
upbringing? I don't think it was strict, because it was, you know, the time of liberal Judaism. They had really dispensed with all the foreigners that are coming back to use now.
Right.
It was a German Jewish community then, and at the time my father came here, the prayer book was in German, and he of course changed it to English and dispensed with a great deal of the Hebrew that was in the prayer book, and dispensed with a great many of the forms and
you mean the traditions, the old traditions?
No,
now?
The traditions he stuck to.
Uh-huh.
But the I'd say the men and the women sitting together,
right.
and the yarmulkes and the tallises and all that he dispensed with.
Now, did he do, was that the custom in Philadelphia before?
No, it wasn't the custom in Philadelphia. It was a Reformed congregation too.
Was the one in California Reform also, according
yes,
to the standards
yes,
of the time?
So.
I suppose.
Don't know much about
in
that.
England, did your father ever say whether was
no,
that
it was
liberal?
Orthodox.
That was Orthodox,
sure.
In England.
Sure.
That's interesting. So how did he ever say how he decided to accept some of the more liberal traditions?
Well, because he was more liberal himself.
Oh.
I mean, he didn't believe in the strict Orthodoxy. And therefore was glad to get away from it, and glad to come where it was more liberal.
But his father had been an Orthodox,
yes.
Orthodox rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
And what about your mother's family? Were they Orthodox also?
I suppose they
were. Suppose.
Yes.
So that together they started in the
mm-hmm.
liberal movement.
Sure.
Do you remember what your impressions were as a small child of your mother and your father?
Well, we had a very happy family life, of course. My father was very, very fond of children, very fond of young people, and he felt that the hope of the people depended on the young generation, and he spent an awful lot of time with the children and with the young people.
Now your friends were your schooling. Let's start with that possibly, because
yeah.
that would involve friends.
Yes.
Did you go to the school
I
in this area?
I went to the public schools here.
Mm-hmm. And your friends, were they mainly Jewish or?
Not necessarily.
No.
No, they weren't.
Did your friends come into your home and?
Yes. Yes, they did.
They have meals and like the Friday night service and so forth.
Well, I don't especially remember the Friday night service. I mean, I do remember them coming in. And my father, having been brought up in England where athletics were very important, there was an empty lot next door to our home.
Where did you live?
On Denniston Avenue.
Near where? Denniston has...
Well, there was only one block then.
Oh.
it was between Northumberland and Aylesbury. And there was an empty lot next door. So my father had a tennis court built there. And we all played tennis. Growing up, my friends and I grew up playing tennis, which at that time wasn't very popular.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Back in style now.
Yeah, back in style now.
And then your grade school and high school were in public school here.
Yes, here.
Did you go on to college?
Yes.
Where was that?
Bryn Mawr.
What did you take up there?
It wasn't a prescribed curriculum, you know. Even at that time, it wasn't. But my major was languages.
So then you must be able to speak a few languages?
I was.
What were they?
French and German, Spanish.
Oh, you did have a good background.
Well, they were my major.
Mm-hmm. How did you use that when you finished college? Did you come back to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I came back to Pittsburgh.
And did you look for work, or
I
know that. That's what I was wondering. You just enjoyed your...
Well, when I first came back, I went to the university here.
Was that called the University of Pittsburgh then?
Or the Western University?
It may have been.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. And I thought I was going to work towards a master's, but I didn't. And then I got married.
Right. When did you marry?
1915.
And where did you meet your husband? In Pittsburgh?
Yes, here.
Can you tell us something about him?
Well, he was a physician.
And how'd you meet him?
I don't remember. I wouldn't know.
Was he born in Pittsburgh?
No, I don't think so. I don't really know.
Where did he have his training? Here at school?
Yes, the university.
University here? And what did he specialize in any
yes,
particular thing?
Yes, he specialized. He was one of the first people, even before it was on the market, that was given insulin to practice with on his patients. And there were seven people in the country that were given it. It wasn't really research, it was for practice.
Uh-huh.
It was after insulin had been discovered.
So then, would you say that he specialized in diabetes?
Yes, he did.
Was he in private practice, or?
He wasn't in what you call private practice, no, because he was a specialist.
But, I mean, patients came to his office.
Oh, sure. He was also on the staff of the University of Pittsburgh.
Teaching.
And he was the medical director of the Fall Clinic, the outpatient department.
In all areas, not just
not just in diabetes.
In diabetes, I guess.
Internal medicine.
Oh. Then that is...
His specialty would
right,
be internal
yeah.
medicine.
I wanted to ask about... do you remember anything about Pittsburgh when you were growing up? How it's, say, culturally, religiously different now... And, of course, I'm sure it's much different than when you were young. Let's say, even after you came back from college to Pittsburgh.
Well, I think that... you mean the reform movement?
No, just life generally. What was life like when you came back from college?
Well, of course, it was much simpler than it is now. There's no question about that.
What did you do for, let's say, like, enjoyment in those days? Would
cultural
kind of
enjoyment.
Interest by a historian 150 years from now that could say that, well, then we did that.
I should think,
were there concerts or...
There were concerts, sure. There was a Pittsburgh orchestra. And there were visiting concerts, visiting orchestras, visiting soloists. There was a theater then, you know, the Nixon.
The Nixon, right.
There were lectures, naturally.
And I'm sure you and your family made use of a lot of these cultural events that happened.
Certainly.
When your father was, I'm sure he was constantly busy. Did you ever feel that you didn't get attention because, I mean, you're such a busy man.
Never.
You see.
Were there family outings, just the four of you?
Oh, sure.
Could you tell us something about what you remember about any of those?
I mean,
did what you about have any aunts and uncles here in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh? My father had a brother here for a short time. I don't know how long he was here.
And he lived here in Pittsburgh?
He lived here in Pittsburgh.
What was his name?
George. George Lehman.
And did he have any family?
Jerome Levy, you know, was his son. Of course, his wife is still living here.
And what did George Levy do? Was he interested in religion also?
No, I don't think so, no.
All right, now we've seen two lovely pictures of your sons. Can you tell us something about them?
The older one is Joseph Leonard. He is a physicist with the Celanese Corporation.
And he had his education here or elsewhere?
No, he was educated at Cornell.
And where does he live now?
He lives in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And does he have a family or?
Yes, he has five children.
Oh, that's nice. And What are those children doing now? Where are they?
Well, they're his oldest son. Do you want all of them?
We want everything.
Well, the oldest son is a nuclear physicist with ITT.
How old is he now? Do you remember?
He must be about 30, I guess.
And the second one?
The second one is studying for a PhD in microbiology.
They all sound brilliant.
Hmm?
They all sound brilliant.
I don't know whether they're brilliant or not.
Microbiology?
Microbiology.
Microbiology.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And where is he studying?
At the University of North Carolina.
And the next one?
Well, then there are two daughters. The older daughter is married to the man who is studying her PhD in, I think they call it biological. I don't know what.
Sciences.
Biology, put bio. It's in the School of Public Health.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
At the University of North Carolina.
And what does she do?
And she edits articles and books written by the professors. She has a master's degree too.
Ah, what was her field?
I guess in English, but mainly.
She has a master's, you
mm-hmm.
said.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are two more.
Well, and the second daughter is a graduate of the University of North Carolina. Her husband is working towards a master's.
And the last?
And she's working with preschool children.
And is the last the son or daughter?
Boy, he is at the university, that's all. I don't know what he's doing.
At the University of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He must be about 19 or 20.
Yeah, 19.
20,
I think he is.
Mm-hmm. And the other son, your other son?
The other son is a physician.
And his name?
Richard.
Where is he located?
Princeton. He's a radiologist.
Does he teach also?
No, he doesn't. No, there's no medical school at Princeton. He's at the university, at the hospital.
Does he have a family?
And his son is at Yale.
Any other children?
What?
Any other children?
And his daughter, is it Brown? Why Brown? I don't know.
Well, they're taking girls.
They have girls.
They're taking girls.
Yes. It must be that.
What are they interested in?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, they're not.
They're too
young.
Well, you have a wonderful family here. Mm. And do you go to visit them?
Oh, certainly.
And when the children are all home?
Yes, that's what we try.
Good, good.
All right, what I'd like to ask you about now is the health and medical care services that were available in your childhood or early youth, and maybe you would remember something about those. Do you ever remember being ill or sick?
Yes,
or?
I remember being ill. And when we first came to Pittsburgh, you know, there was no filtration plant here, and typhoid fever was very prevalent. I had typhoid fever, and when I recuperated, the doctors at that time, which they would never have done now, said that I couldn't stand the winter here. So we went to the south of France and spent the winter in the south of France.
And your mother and father went with you?
No, not my father, my mother and my sister.
How old were you then?
I must have been about 15.
Is that when you had the fever, about 15?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Did anyone else in the family contact
My
it?
My sister had it.
She had it too?
Oh, sure. It was very prevalent.
And so when you recovered, you went to the south of France and stayed how long?
All winter.
And that's the only time you stayed? You didn't have to go back the next winter?
Oh, no.
And Do you remember much about that? What did
you? Oh,
your,
sure.
Did you have it? Did were you being educated there too, or what?
No, we weren't.
Just relaxed.
We spent the winter there, and maybe you'd be interested. My mother's sisters came from England to be with us, and one of them was a very good tennis player, and she joined a club in Nice. And one day they asked her if she would mind playing doubles with a man who wanted a game. And she said no, she didn't mind, she'd be very glad to. And when they found out, when she saw who the man was, he was the king of Norway.
Oh my,
you
that's
know,
interesting.
You wouldn't remember, you're too young
Olaf.
To remember. Yeah. No, I don't know whether his name was it Olaf?
A Christian?
I don't know.
Maybe.
But he was very... very much interested in tennis. Very tall, distinguished looking man.
The King of Norway.
Yeah.
Now, isn't it surprising that he played with a woman and, you know,
well,
wanted
doubles,
to.
Mixed doubles.
In those times. How many sisters did come? Your mother's sisters?
Oh, two of them.
Two.
Yeah.
Had you met them before?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Oh, you had you been to England?
Sure, we went back and forth.
From the time you were very young?
Sure.
And did you, but you, your grandparents weren't living in the United
States? I don't remember them. They may have been,
when
you know, when I was small, but I don't remember them.
Are the relatives still living in England?
Very few, very few. There's a cousin that I hear from quite often, and the wife of another cousin, that's all. And there may be other relatives, but I don't hear from them.
While we're talking about health, and you mentioned that you had typhoid fever as a young girl, what sort of ailments other than typhoid fever? What did your father died of? What?
He had pneumonia. He had he was one of the first cases of the flu, you know, during the First World War.
Was that, what year was that?
15.
Right after you
No,
were?
17.
17, oh. So you, did you have any children at that time?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm.
And then your sister, how long did she, is she still living?
No.
No.
No, she died, she married and went to live in Switzerland.
Who did she marry?
Jean-Jacques Weigel.
Was he from Pittsburgh?
No, no, he was Swiss. He went to live in Switzerland, and she must have died about in the 1930s, I guess it was, or maybe 1940s.
And why did she, what
she
did she die?
Oh, uh-huh.
So she died in Switzerland?
Yes.
You also mentioned that now that your husband was involved in the Falk Clinic.
Yes.
So could you tell us something about the health care there?
Well,
is it the same
the,
there?
You know
as
what
now?
The Falk Clinic
yeah,
is?
Yeah, sure.
It's the outpatient department of the university.
Mm-hmm.
And it was donated by Morris and Liam Falk. I mean, the money
right.
was donated to be given to the university as the outpatient department. And my husband was the medical director, which means the, you know, the outpatient.
Administrator, would
he
you say that?
He was more than the administrator because he taught the medical students that came down to the clinic to practice, I'd say, or study.
Mm-hmm.
Was he the one of the earliest director? He was when
he was
it started.
The first director.
First director.
I don't know who the director is now. I think there was a Dr. Myers that took his place, but whether he's still there, I don't know.
When did your husband pass away?
In 1954.
And what caused his death?
What did you say?
What did he die from?
I suppose it was heart.
Did he have sisters or brothers?
Yes.
What?
He had a brother and two sisters.
In Pittsburgh?
Well, they grew up in Pittsburgh, sure.
What was his brother's name?
Lewis.
And the sisters?
The older sister was Celia, and the younger one was Leona.
Are they still living?
No.
Leona and what?
Celia.
Celia. Did they leave family? Or
Leona was married and left a daughter.
What, is she here in Pittsburgh?
No.
And Celia was not married?
No.
Then when you were married and lived on, where did you live when you were first married?
On Beacon Street.
Did you live there very long?
Until about 25 years ago, I guess. Maybe about, no, wait a minute. Yes, about 25.
In the same house?
Yes.
And that's where you raised your children? And
yes.
What schools did they go to?
Well, you mean...
Public schools?
No, they didn't go to public schools. They went to... private school. I'm trying to think. Western Reserve Academy.
Mm-hmm. In Cleveland.
No, it's not in Cleveland. It's outside of Cleveland.
Houston. Is that it?
Hudson.
Hudson. And they both went to school there.
Yeah. And then Joe went to Cornell, and Richard went to Yale.
Could you describe, or could you tell us about the neighborhood of in since you lived in Squirrel Hill all those years?
Yeah.
How it's changed?
It's changed. Of course, when we first went there, it was not built up at all. I guess north of Forbes Street was the only part of Squirrel Hill that was built at all. Then later they spread out beyond Ford Street to the south and to the east. And then later they went back up towards the north of
right.
Ford.
Right, yes.
Ford Street.
Did you live near the park on Beacon Street there?
Yes, between Murray and Whiteman.
Is your house still there?
Yes, it's still there. Looks pretty pathetic.
Did you build the house or did you buy?
No.
Also, were there, was it, would you say that was the Jewish section then,
yes,
too?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Did you and your husband take the children on many family vacations?
Yes.
Do you remember some of those trips?
We bought a house on Lake George. I think it must have been when the children were within 8 and 10 or 12. We went there for many years for the summer vacation.
What did the children do there? Did they use them?